Let's shrink it down. That's what President Obama said in January to a crowd of college students in Knoxville, Tennessee. He was talking about the free application for federal student aid, known so fondly as the FAFSA.
It's been a while since I filled it out, but I understand there's more than 100 questions on it. It just shouldn't be that hard to apply for aid for college.
Mr. President, 108 questions to be exact, and any student who wants help paying for college has to fill it out. In the first of two stories, Corey Turner from the NPR Ed team explains why the FAFSA is so long and why shortening it is a tall order.
Let's start with an origin story. Superman came from Krypton, moments before it exploded. The FAFSA came from 1992, as the college financial aid process was blowing up.
Every institution was sort of doing their own application for financial aid, and that was sort of a mess for students.
Rachel Fishman studies ed policy at the New America Foundation. Before the FAFSA, she says, students applying to five different schools might have had to fill out five different aid forms. So Congress stepped in and said if states, colleges, and universities would consider dropping their forms for the aid that they give out, the feds would write one good one they could all use. One form to rule them all. Dan Madzellin worked in the Ed Department then.
They also said that the FAFSA could include data elements that the feds didn't need.
Madzellin says it doesn't take 108 questions to decide whether a student should get a Pell Grant, but lots of states and schools pushed for more detail, just to make sure they were giving money to kids who needed it. Justin Drager runs the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators.
The more questions we ask, the more equitably we're going to be able to distribute limited financial aid.
The deal Congress struck worked. Sort of. Most schools don't require an extra aid form, but in fixing one problem, the FAFSA created another. One recent study found that some 2 million students who would qualify for financial aid simply don't fill out the form. For many, that's because it seems so hard.
But if you do put that you're independent, then the schools are going to require a copy of that court documentation that says you're independent.
I can't start all over again? I can't start all over and, like,
no, but we can go back and update it. You can always make changes.
That's Margaret Feldman talking with 18-year-old Saleh Kamara. Feldman works for the Virginia College Advising Corps in a small office at T.C. Williams High School in Alexandria, Virginia. Kamara and her friend, Arnalda Butcher, have dropped in for help filling out the FAFSA. Butcher lives with an older sister. Kamara lives with her grandparents, and both are having trouble with the form. Here's Kamara.
You need, like, a lot of your parents' information, and sometimes, like, some of us can't get that.
Butcher works on her FAFSA with Feldman, and she makes it just a few questions in before she's stumped. When did her parents get divorced?
I'm about to call.
Yeah, lots of people don't know that. Okay, you want to use my phone or your phone?
Butcher calls her father, but answering the rest of the FAFSA's questions gets so complicated, she hands the phone to Feldman.
Right, so this form that she's filling out is a federal financial aid form for her to get money to help pay for college.
And Butcher finishes in under 40 minutes, but it's not clear she would have gotten there without Feldman's help. This is why President Obama and lots of other politicians are talking about shrinking the form. But it's not that simple. Make it too long, and many students won't fill it out. But make it too short, and many places could go back to requiring their own forms. One possible fix would depend on a crafty way of shortening the FAFSA without actually shortening it. A magic trick, courtesy of the IRS. I'll explain that later today on All Things Considered. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.